We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO, and I'm Jimmy Clark. And current weather right now is 84 degrees. Winds are south, straight out of the south at 12 miles an hour. Humidity is 55%. And in the red room today, I have Miss Lacey Swope on the phone. Are you there?
Hello. Yes. Glad to be here.
Hey, I got a bone to pick with you.
That is nothing new.
Do you got any grasshopper killing weather coming? So.
As in sub-freezing?
Huh? Yeah.
You're going to have to wait a while.
Yeah, because they are terrible. Wow.
I'm telling you, you load those up, put them in. We have grasshopper catchers that we catch them in. Go out there and you'll tear up the catfish.
Oh, I know we will. I don't know what I'll do with all those catfish.
And you'll get a lot of them, I'm sure.
Oh, but they...
all those grasshoppers.
Well, I know you were on the day shift last week, weren't you?
I was on the day shift, the night shift, and the morning shift last week. That's what happens. Our team is so small. It's big enough, but it's small enough that when people take vacations and we all shuffle around. So,
well, they
cover it all.
Well, I did some investigating on you yesterday.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord.
And I noticed you were on Skytook fishing. And you were...
I was.
You was for, fishing for hybrids. But I also noticed... Tess from Tulsa was out noodling as normal. And
as always.
Yeah, and then I also noticed Mandy Bailey down there at K-10. Is that Lake Texoma? Is that right?
She was down there. I'm not exactly sure where she was, to be honest with you, but I did see her pictures with her catfish. She was out noodling somewhere, I'm assuming near the Red River.
She looked like a knight shining armor. She was all armored up. She wasn't going to get no scratches from that catfish.
They'll bite your legs. They'll bite your toes. They'll bite anything that comes next to their hole, and she was prepared. I saw that.
Yeah, she was dressed up tight, and then you see Tess, she just had a wife beater on and held a 43-pound flathead up on her shoulder. Look what I did today. So
I'm telling you, Tess, one time, we were actually hybrid fishing together one time. I looked down at Tess's thigh, and it looked like a shark had got a hold of her leg, and I was like, what is that? And she's like, oh, that's where a catfish had come up, and I got too close to its hole with my leg, blocking the hole, and she had what looked like, I mean, the size of her entire thigh where a catfish had latched onto her leg.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. I did a little bit of noodling. My grandpa down at Granite, we did some noodling on the North Fork of the Red River and in some spots up there by Lugard Lake. And he said, boy, if you ever stick your arm in a hole and there's air, go ahead and pull her back out because you don't need to be filling around in that hole. So
nope, that's not one. You know, I've been with my brother and twice on our trip. Two different times my brother has grabbed a beaver. Twice.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
That's not what you want.
It's not, beaver meat ain't that good. I was laughing. I was looking last night on Facebook. But I had one of your good friends in here yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Not
a relative?
No, not a relative. Just a good friend.
Okay.
And it was Officer Paul Cornett.
Really?
Yeah.
How is he doing?
He's doing great. He was so much fun in here yesterday. He was talking about some of the, he used to be the game warden. Now he works for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture as a special agent.
Right.
And so he was fun. He was talking about, and I'm not making fun of people that don't have all their ligaments when I say this, because my dad was one-armed. It's just the thought of catching a one-legged cattle thief from Kansas at Woodward. It just, you know, it kind of makes you giggle a little bit. But and then he was talking about he had a couple of New York what am I looking for? Oh, some newspaper people riding with him. Reporters.
Yep.
Reporters. That's the word I was
reporters.
Looking for. Reporters.
Oh,
yeah.
Reporters. Yeah.
And notice I'm not a very good reporter. But anyway, he was talking about they were riding with him, and he caught a guy. He doesn't know whether he's with the Crips or the Bloods in Oklahoma City stealing cattle. And he said one of the reporters went back there, and he's in his back seat in handcuffs, all right? He asked him, she asked him, why do you steal cattle? Oh, it's because it's so easy, and we don't get caught. And she's looking at him in handcuffs. Okay, all right. But that, he was talking so much about the letters that when you were a kid and you was the first girl that ever got to draw it out to hunt at Fort Cobb. And
yeah.
He was talking about that. And he said you're his hero. That's all I can say about it.
Oh, that's very sweet, because he's mine. That it's just such a unique relationship. He's such a great guy. And, yeah, I'm just very lucky that I have met him. I met him so early in life. That's cool that you had him out there, but isn't it crazy that I was the first girl back in the 90s to be drawn in at Fort Cobb, and now look, just this weekend you're scrolling Facebook, and you've got Tess up in Tulsa noodling, and Mandy down there noodling.
that's Jim Bonnick, that's my word.
Common.
But they,
I talk for a living, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, I got to learn too, so we're in the same boat. But then, and I also seen Saturday you were at Bob Mills Furniture.
Yes, we were.
And what
were
you
doing
there?
Yeah, we do little, meet and greet. And so as a weather team, we'll go out and set up, and then we'll bring the helicopter and our trackers in our truck. But that's my favorite part of all. It's always just the tracker truck. I'm always in awe of the technology they find and put in their trucks, and those like monster trucks, of course, they've got them all jacked up, and we go out and we get to interact with viewers, and since COVID we haven't got to do that much, and it was such a great turnout, and so we just hung out and talked weather and met people, basically.
Well, that picture on Facebook with you with that little boy, that was awesome.
The one that made the shirt?
Yeah. Yes, that's
there
the
was,
one.
Yeah, there was a little kid, his name's Bentley, from Kingfisher. Him and his sister, Chloe, came out, and they had made shirts for us to sign, and his said, "I love Lacey Slope," and I was like, "You're the cutest thing in the whole world."
So when are you coming out with your clothing line? Because I could sell a bunch out here.
Oh, my gosh, please. You're right. Yeah, right.
And put Brooke on there. And I mean, you can put Tyler on the back if you want.
In the armpit.
Yeah. So how many fish did you guys catch yesterday?
I don't know, a handful. Not a lot. We weren't out there for very long. Really, what we were out there doing was just using our grass and trying to learn what we're looking at. I'm not, all that good with looking at the locator and being able to tell, what exactly I'm seeing. Because some people are so good at it. They do it all the time, and they can tell by the school and the depth, and the size of the fish on the locator. Oh, that's school of crappie, or oh, that's, And so we were out there really just learning, and happened to have a couple spoons with us and dropped them down and caught some. And so then I knew for sure I was looking at hybrid, so it worked out well. But with Brooklyn, you don't get a lot of time to fish. She gets excited at first. She's jumping up and down, fish, fish. She's saying, "Mommy, where's the fish?" Well, I was like, "Well, honey, they're in the lake. Mommy's trying to find them." But then she gets over it pretty quick.
Yeah, she's like, "Will you hurry up and find the fish?"
Right.
But yeah, there's a guy I can't remember on Facebook. Oh, yeah. You should get on Facebook and find him, because Josh Jones, he's from Oklahoma.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, Josh Jones.
Oh, my gosh. I went to school with Josh Jones. He's a buddy of mine.
He is the world's best at using all the electronics and live scope. And he's sitting there holding up 55 pound stringers of five bass. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
No, that he is more legit than anyone I know. And the thing is, I fished with him in high school. He is, I'm not anywhere near his level, but what I'm saying, all the credit to him. He has fished nonstop his entire life. Him and his dad, that's all he did. I mean, he knows the lake. And he did it all before LifeScope. That came out and just aided in his ability and all the knowledge he already had. And he's breaking every record there is. I mean, that guy, I'm so proud of him. It's so cool what he does.
Oh, I follow him. And every day or every other day, he pops up on my page. It's like, holy crap, I used to have to throw spinner baits for 10 hours just to get one of the five he's got in 3 hours.
Well, he'll tell you, he'll go out and fish all day and cast twice. I mean, he's not casting. He's literally hunting, and he goes and sees the fish he wants. But you learn so much about fish behavior from that technology. It's fascinating.
Well, it's like, you know, I hear a lot of people, or some people, not a lot, I'd say, you know, that's not fair, using the live scope, depth finder, and all that stuff, and artificial baits and all that. And, you know, it's the same thing with deer hunting. You got a feeder out there with deer corn. If it's legal, do it. And that's all there is to that. And speaking of that, what technology has came out since you started doing weather that has impressed you the most?
Oh, man. Dual-pole radar. Dual-pole radar wasn't a thing. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and for everybody just jumping in and listening to us, it's Today in Ag on 96.5 KCO, and I have Lacey Swope. Dude, that's twice I've done that through. And Swope on the phone with me, and she's called in to the Today in Ag show, and we're talking everything. That's what her and I'm going to do every Tuesday or whenever she's not busy. We're going to talk everything, and I'll try not to throw you under the bus.
And I love doing it. That's the thing. We get to talk about all my favorite topics, no matter what it is. And talking technology and dual pole radar was not a thing when I first got into the business, at least not, you know, something that you could buy commercially for a television station. And so that technology has been a game changer for sure. Just satellite imagery in general, the resolution of satellite imagery. I mean, looking down from satellite, from space, onto the state, and being able to tell when a cloud top not only is starting to percolate, but it eventually gets tall enough that it starts to break through the cap, and then you can see, oh, it's starting to get more of an anvil feature to it. And being able to see the resolution just of that has changed. The model data has gotten so much better. But I would say in the most recent, it would be dual-pole radar. I mean, to be able to look at a particle in the sky and be able to tell if it's hail, if it's a raindrop, if it's debris, that tells you a lot about a storm that we didn't have before.
Right. So do you ever watch the bats out here in Greer County come out of Jester Caves?
All the time on radar. I've never seen them with my own naked eye, but I sure have seen them on radar a lot.
Well, you and Tyler, you need to get unbusy and come out, because you know where you were hunting down there? Or you know where you were staying in the barn house? The entrance to the cave's 2 miles from there.
You didn't tell me that.
You didn't ask.
So. Danny, I wanted to see him. Weird thing about bats, my brother was a member of some Spelunkin, National Spelunkin Society, something. I would go around and help him study bats. So I have this weird secondhand knowledge of bats, and I've never got to see them in Oklahoma like that.
Well, you know where the motel is, you know where the cave is, so it's in. I'll show you where the entrance to the cave is.
I'm much more interested in the sand plums, though. I was actually telling my mom that you got a lot of sand plums out there, and she's very excited.
Oh, yeah, I've got a half a bucket pick so far. They're not quite ready, but I'm going to, I'm working on it. I told you I'd take care of you. And so,
hopefully all the listeners have had sand plum jelly, because if not, man, you're missing out.
Oh, no. It's my sister, the doctor in Kansas City. I sent her a jar last year, and the grandkids got it before she did. So I did good. So, but anyway, well, one more thing. The drought is going on in the Dakotas and everything west of us. Is there anything going to change? Do you see any changes coming as far as
not
it going to affect us?
In the short term, what's crazy about the Big Bridges high pressure that we watch all summer long, which has been, you know, all the way up into Canada, all their excessive record heat, and then it moved, you know, further down. Now it's kind of in a pretty typical location over Arizona. They had that big dust storm over the weekend out there.
Yep.
It's staying out there. So what that's keeping us opening us for on the fringes of that big high pressure system are all these little short waves, we call them, coming in, riding on the edge of it, and coming right over Oklahoma. We have three of them in the next 9 days.
And
you've got time for it to dry out. You have rain out there Thursday morning, Thursday morning.
Well, you're wrong. You're doing another prediction. You're wrong, Miss Weather Lady, because the humidity is not letting my stuff dry out.
Well, you didn't ask about the humidity.
You're the one that brought up the drying part. So,
listen, I'm talking pre-sick only here. Okay. The humidity is ridiculous, and today you're going to get more of a southwest wind. Eventually, that does start tapping into drier air, so the humidity does start to drop off. But just as it does that, actual rain starts to move in. So, I'm not sure how your hay's going to fare, Jimmy.
Okay. Well, I do have a picture of your muggy meter on my phone, so I'm keeping track. When did you start the muggy meter? Have I just been missing it, or did you just start that?
Probably. I think we've had that for the 10 years I've been at News 9.
Wow,
so
I missed it.
Yeah, I don't think that's anything new for sure. But, you know, I'll send you a link of how to really look at the humidity. That'll help you out.
Oh, yeah?
If you're wanting to let the hay dry out, yeah.
Yeah, bring it on.
Not that you're going to change it, but you'll at least know what's happening.
Well, Lacey, thanks for taking time out to talk with me today. And,
sure.
And if everything works out, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Absolutely. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KCO. We had Lacey Swope on the phone with us. I didn't say slope, so I did that right. So we'll be right back to talk some about ag news.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Investing for the future is similar to planning a long road trip. When you plan a long road trip or head somewhere you've never been, the first step is to decide your destination. The next step is to get a roadmap or use a GPS. Using the roadmap to check progress from time to time ensures you stay on course and reach your destination in the most efficient manner. If you don't pay attention to your roadmap, you could get off course and cost you precious time and fuel, not to mention unnecessary stress and anxiety. Planning for retirement is much the same way. It's a long trip to somewhere you've never been. Hi, I'm Brian Bacca, founder of Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, with almost 3 decades of financial planning experience. Give us a call today and let us help you set up your retirement GPS. Helping you avoid the speed bumps, potholes, and wrong turns along the way is what we do. We are independent, licensed investment fiduciaries and are incentivized for your success. We only do better if our clients do better. Give Brian or Briley Bacca with Advanced Financial Strategies a call, 323-6800, 323-6800.
Hearing loss has a stigma. Hearing aids have a stigma. You haven't met Uncle Ben, but you heard about him and you heard he's hard of hearing. First thing you think of is a giant banana behind his ear, and he's going, huh? Or we're going to go see Grandma Ruth, and she has a horn that she goes, eh? You know, it has a stigma. But I always stress, it doesn't matter what they look like, because if you don't wear something, eventually no one's going to be able to help you. The most dangerous thing about hearing loss is the neurological aspect of it, losing the ability to process speech. You can lose your language. It can lead to aphasia, which means you can't talk. I'm a hearing aid specialist. I've been doing this in my 37th year now. Clint Higginbotham, Caring Hearing Aid Services. It's a simple name, I guess, because we care about the patients. We really do. It's not about the bucks.
The Elk City location is at 601 West 3rd, inside Dr. Perkins' office, or call 821-2299. In Clinton at 1906 Gary Boulevard, or call 275-2904.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, welcome back to 96.5 KECO. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on here. If you can't get it on your radio and you're traveling or something, download the Paragon Communications app. If anything, just download it anyway and show there's been a lot of downloads this week while my show's on, and maybe I'll get a pay raise. My contract negotiations is coming up in a couple weeks, and I got to have something to fall on, and that's the only thing I can find. But also, you can go to kcofm.com. And on there, there's an on-air tab. Tab on it, and Today in Ag will come up. Hit that, and every show that I've done for the last 3 weeks is on there. It's my archive. Also, we're streaming live on Facebook, and we're just having fun. That's all. Lacey was just on here, and yesterday with Paul Cornett, that was just a wonderful interview with him, and it hits all of us with cattle thieving, equipment thieving, wildfires, people setting hay bales on fire, people going through there a couple of years ago. I don't know if you guys remember. They went through there with knives and cut the plastic wrap on cotton bales down around Granite and towards Mangum, somewhere in that area down there. And he's the guy. He's the guy that'll help us out. And he's not always successful, but it ain't from a lack of trying. But I got a couple topics I want to talk to you guys here for the next 4 or 5 minutes on, and one of them is hay forage. And nitrates has to be a concern for all ranchers and farmers, especially people putting the hay up. They had some oat hay here a month and a half ago, whenever we was putting up some oat hay. They had some oat hay that actually tested very high in nitrates. It was all right for stalker cattle, but it wasn't good for pregnant cows or even mamas with babies. But in the forage world, there are many things we concern ourselves with sometimes daily, and one of them concerns is a high nitrate forage. But the concerns about high nitrate forages has elevated with the trend for more annual forages being seeded and then grazed or harvested. These are mistakenly referred to as cover crops. Many annual forages species are strong accumulators of nitrates, especially when under stress. And we've been getting rain. We got rain there 2 or 3 weeks ago. We had some awesome rains, and I'm not complaining one bit about it. But all of a sudden now, we've had a week to 10 days where it's been hot. The plants are stressing. They're growing. Some of them are turning yellow. And that's probably a lack of nitrogen or iron, because all that rain pushes all your nutrients down or runs off. But certain weeds, though, such as lamb quarters, pigweed, and thistle, and careless weeds can be high in nitrates. They accumulate it because they're growing off the same thing that you got in your field. So how concerned should we be? Well, high nitrate forage can kill cattle. This alone warrants attention. So what I'm saying with this deal here, them hay tests are cheap. Get them done. No matter whether you think you got any nitrate problems or anything else, it's really cheap. You send them off to Amarillo, your OSU extension offices. It doesn't take but a week to 10 days to get back. Just get your hay tested no matter what. For anything, you'll learn what your protein and all the other good things in there. But there's so be smart. Know your nitrate content. Make sure cattle are full before putting them on pastures that you're turning out that you think there might have some nitrate poisoning. A lot of guys go out there in their pastures where they got Johnson grass going, and they'll cut that Johnson grass or they'll spray it and kill it way before they turn their cattle on there. So be aware, because there's a lot of Johnson grass this year. I don't know if you guys noticed, and I know you have, but make sure you know your cattle are full. Use lower risk cattle if possible. Instead of open cows are your best option, or steers, that's your best option. Graze those high nitrate fields lightly. Allow them animals to selectively graze plant parts with lower nitrate concentrations. Do not strip grazed high nitrate forages, forcing the animals to graze lower parts, you know, the lower plant parts. Consider grain supplement during adaption. If forages are high, both high in nitrates and low quality, you might, like Sudan, any sorghum, high gear, millet, whatever, you might supplement some of that with some grain. And speaking of grain, has anybody noticed that the corn has gone up 80 cents a bushel today? I don't know what's going on there, but I had somebody text me right in before the show started. Corn's up 80 cents, so that kind of sucks. But anyway, and you're listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KCO, and I'm Jimmy Clark. And I got one more subject that I want to talk to you guys about, and this is from the Ag Web. And it's about the right to repair tractor software battles. I'm not taking sides here. I'm just reporting this stuff here on the show. I have my personal opinions, but I'll keep that to myself for now. But so President Biden has wants the Federal Trade Commission to limit the ability of farm equipment manufacturers to restrict tractor owners from using independent repair shops or complete some repairs on their own. So he did that executive order on Friday. And there's two sides to the story. The equipment manufacturers like John Deere, Case International, et cetera, they're not wanting it to happen, and they're not immediately returning any comments. And one side, I don't blame them, because they have patents on their software. And there's a reason why they got patents on their software, is because they don't want any of the other companies to have that software. But on the other part, farmers like me and you, we got our equipment's down. We need to work on it. And we got to wait one day, 2 days, or 3 days for a service tech to come out with a computer to figure out what's wrong with your tractor. But if you think about it, you know, the biggest problem I've heard from farmers that own equipment, doesn't matter what brand it is the depth system that we have to mix with the fuel nowadays with the newer equipment. Well, guess who regulated that? The government. And it's probably one of the number one problems with equipment today is something goes wrong with that depth. And as a gentleman on the show last Friday said, it cost me $500 to have some guy come out, and he doesn't have to fix anything. He just got to go in there and clear the code on it, and we're back to normal. So, you know, it's, if you got an opinion on that, text me, if you would, on the KECO Ag text line at 580-225-9697. And if I have time, I'll mention some of these texts that you guys come in. But right now, I got to pay some bills, and we'll be right back. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Barber Dyson has been paying top dollar for used vehicles since the beginning, and we're at it still. Don't assume your car's value. Let us give you the most money for your vehicle, even if you don't buy one from us. We're celebrating 27 years and our 5th President's Award for customer service. We did it because of you, and we want to thank you all. Come experience the Barber Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. BarberDysonFord.net.
Don't you love it when an insurance company tells you which doctor you can go to and which medical treatment you can get? Well, several people within the sound of my voice right now got a letter from their insurance company back at the beginning of the year telling them they could no longer use a particular pharmacy. They had to go to a big box store to try to save a couple of bucks here and there. So some of those people switched pharmacies and gave it a try. But within a few months, they decided they'd had enough and they came back. Turns out, trying to save a few bucks wasn't worth the price they had to pay in service. They didn't like being just another customer in line, a nameless sale. They missed being taken care of. They decided to go back to Grandview Pharmacy, where the folks behind the counter know them and care about them. When it comes to the medicine that keeps you feeling good, or could even save your life, it matters who's taking care of you. And taking care of you is just what they do at Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts. 1220 West 3rd in Elk City.
It's your last chance to win a convertible, a boat, a motorcycle, and so much more during Lucky Star Casino's $500,000 Toys of Summer giveaway. Lucky Star Casino will always be home to the best prizes and the biggest jackpots. Just last month, Lucky Star paid out over 6,130 jackpots. Head to any of our 6 Oklahoma locations, including our brand new Watonga Casino. Lucky Star Casino, the biggest jackpots are closer than you think.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, I'm back, and I got the Long Ranger for you if I can get it to come up. There it is. I got it to come up. So it looks like it's good. The humidity, the dew point's going up for the next 5 days. It's going to be hot and humid, but today mostly sunny. 95 degrees, winds up to 16 miles an hour out of the south. Tomorrow, 94 degrees, winds 10 to 25 tomorrow. So we're going to have some wind gusts tomorrow. Thursday, 20% chance of rain, 92 with winds out of the south, 13 to 16. Friday, 30% chance of rain. Actually, Thursday night, there's a 40% chance of rain. Friday is 91 degrees. Saturday's 20 degrees. And I guess starting tomorrow night, we're going to have a chance of rain all through the weekend. So we need the rain, but I don't need my hay rained on. But I'll take it however it gets. Speaking of that, Elk City Livestock Auction had 1,145 head in there last Friday. Cattle are up all the way around in all weights and all classes. Butcher bulls were bringing up to $1.11 a pound. That's pretty good for a butcher bull. Butcher cows were up, were bringing up to 84 cents a pound. Bred cows were bringing up to $1,450 each. Pairs brought up to $1,775, so the market definitely is easing up. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday had 1,221 head. Bulls and cows around the same as Elk City. 37 steers brought in. Average weight was 814. They were from Canute. They brought $1.51 a pound. 13 steers weighing 429 from Hammond brought $1.89 a pound. 116 steers from Clarendon weighing 674 heifers, 116 heifers from Clarendon weighing 674 pounds on the average brought $1.56. Hey, thank you, Brandon Hickey, for sending me those updates last night. Hober Livestock Auction is tomorrow, so call Rex Fleming if you guys need any cattle in there. And then there's he sale starts at 10 a.m. I believe, or 9 a.m. But anyway, call Rex down at the Hober Livestock Auction if you need any help with your cattle, selling your cattle tomorrow, or any information on cattle, period. We'll be right back after this break. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Why do people use us? Yeah, they use us because we provide a very quality service. We're very personable. It seems like every customer we have, we've become friends with. They like us and the guy that drives our fuel truck. Born and raised there, and he knows everyone. And if you do what you say, I think it goes a long ways. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Fuel company that sells farm fuel to farmers around Western Oklahoma. We started with one guy over in Delhi, and it's grown to a pretty good amount. Mangum to Reed to Wheeler to Cheyenne, a couple up in
Arnett,
over to
Elk
Hydro,
City, Canute,
Carter, Willow, Sayre. We have free delivery for 500 gallons or more, up to 50 miles. Over 50 miles, depends on how much you're buying, but if you're buying a minimum amount and we have to go beyond that, then we have a little surcharge.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel.
Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
A person who has never smiled can start smiling. There's just a look on their face that completely changes. And when we give them a mirror and show them their new smile, there's nothing that warms my heart more. I had a gentleman in his 50s, and his whole life he never had a front tooth. His front tooth was stuck up in the bone. He had been to dentists before, but nobody really talked to him about his options. That was just the most rewarding thing. And afterwards, he sent me the sweetest card about how the Lord put a smile on his heart. But I put a smile on his face, and that's pretty rewarding. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS. Where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Generac backup generators are the industry standard, and Carter Electric in Elk City is your authorized Generac dealer. Let's face it, electricity is a highly needed element in our daily lives. It's a proven fact extreme weather impacts electricity providers. So let Carter Electric help you get the properly sized Generac backup generator for your home or business. Plus, they can professionally install it for you. So anytime the power grid goes out, your backup power switches on automatically. And it's fueled by natural gas or propane, so no refueling needed. Carter Electric, 217 West 12th Street in Elk City. Call 225-2447, your Generac authorized dealer.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, welcome back. my final segment of the day, and I'm in trouble. I said something. My boss is in here, and he wants to get on the mic. So, you guys, you got my back, right? Text in. Don't fire me. So
anyway, light them all up.
Light them all up? Oh, yeah, for Facebook. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm not used to this.
But hey, Jimmy, I think he's doing a good job. If you think he is, text us in. Let him know, because, you know, we give him heck around here. I promise you. We give him all kinds of heck. There's no mercy in the radio business. It's critique every day, but I'm telling you, he's doing a good job of just bringing on some good guests. And I know you guys are hoping, you guys are enjoying the show. No, I just came in because you know, I hadn't got to come in at all. None
what
on your
you
show.
What do you know about ag, sir?
Well, I know that you can farm, and I did read that you bring vegetables in here all the time. That's part of the ag, I know. I did help out there in the Delhi area with B.R. Moss and those guys. I used to go out there and bale hay for him and do some stuff out there.
So, you know Brian Silt?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I worked at the Delhi Co-op.
Oh, yeah.
And Glenn Stringer and some of those guys out in that area. And just, I don't know. I played a little softball with Glenn.
Yeah,
but I know Brian. I know
Brian's not my biggest fan.
No, he's not. He ain't got a lot of fans, I've heard. No. Hey, if you guys like the show and you're a business or anything and you want to be a part of the show, we're going to finally let some people be part of the show now, because Jimmy's really got his grips underneath him and got his wheels underneath his chair and ready to rock. So just call us here at the station. Call and say, hey, I want to be part of the Ag Show. We'll get you in touch with the right people, and we'll get you fixed up. You'll be part of the show as well. Old Brandon Hickey, he's been part of the show for the last few weeks, ever since you started.
Yep.
You know, some of these cattle guys, you know, they're just, it's a big part of ag.
It's everything. I mean, cattle, right now, cattle's the big news. Cattle's the big news.
Yeah, turn your mic that way. Yeah, because I'm losing you. Yeah.
Oh,
there we go. I can hear you.
You got bad headphones. No.
Yeah, probably. But cattle's big news. And what about the Biden putting down the thing about the people not being able to work on their tractors? Is that a real deal?
Yeah, it's a real deal. We discussed it a little bit earlier, and it's you know, you see the manufacturer side, but you've got to see our side too, because it costs a lot of money to get somebody to come out work, that individual to come out and work on your equipment.
Well, you know, when I seen that story, Jimmy, the first thing I thought of was, what about all of these repair shops around that work on tractors, these guys that know their stuff, they know how to work on tractors. What about them? What happens to them?
Yeah, well, they can start doing some more work on equipment that they want to do if the big manufacturers, and I hate to say their names, but like John Deere,
yeah,
Case International,
the bigs,
all the manufacturers, when they have the patent and the equipment software and it's theirs, they don't want anybody else to know about it out here. You know, and there's a lot of things, just like diesel mechanics, not on tractors, but on trucks. You stop, you break down out here in the middle of nowhere, and there's not a Peterbilt or a Kenworth or an International, either Oklahoma City or Amarillo. That's where that stuff's got to be towed to be worked on, because these guys can't work on them. Legally.
Legally, I know. And so, and they're going to try to keep you can't work on your own tractor? Can't even work on your own tractor anymore? Well, that's what they're trying to pass down. I don't see it getting through, but I don't know. You never know what they can get through these days.
Executive orders, but I don't know how legal they are.
Yeah.
You know, but they're, you know, it's just one of those deals, like the executive order. There's out of 72 deals that was in those executive orders last Friday, only a fifth of them has to do with agriculture. The rest of them is just other. Yeah. I didn't go into detail on it, but, you know, trying to control the price of cattle to our producers, you know, versus what the packers are doing.
Yeah.
But we're going to hit on that. I've already hit on that packer producer deal, and I'm not stopping. Or, you know, everybody needs to hear this, every side of the story.
Some of the hot points I've heard in the last few weeks is water rights. That's a big hot point. You know, the cattle producers, the packers, that situation, you know, just being this tractor deal and the government being able to put down some stuff. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on in ag that is just your everyday stuff that we do, but it's the government's really getting involved deep,
right,
as much as they can, because why? Because they can? Because they just want to govern
right,
it? And
the right people are talking up in Washington. But, you know, we touched on the tractor work on your own tractor rights. You know, the depth addition to the diesel engines on tractors is a big thing.
And I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of my friends that own tractors, their biggest complaint is that depth. Monty Tucker was just in here last Friday. He said, I got to spend $500 for this guy to come out and just clear a coat. It's not broke. It's just got a coat. And it's a depth. It's a depth problem. Well, guess who regulated, put the depth deal on the engines? The government.
The government.
So, I mean, do you really want the government more involved, or do you want us to – that Packer – beef producer, the Packer deal has been going on ever since I can remember. The beef producers have some good years. The Packers have some good years. Mm-hmm. And right now everybody's just, you know, whining. You know,
it's
something to whine
about.
They're
bringing up, there's a lot of issues coming up. And I think people are just being more vocal about it now. Yeah. And there's more
social media.
Yeah, social media brings
and
a big.
Believe me, I'm a producer and I want to make more money. I'm not saying make more money, but do we need more government control? I'm not.
I don't think a lot of people agree with that at all. They don't want government control.
Yep.
But it's just they're slowly doing it through. What happened with all the seed and the Monsanto and all that? I mean, what happened to all that stuff? I mean, does government regulate all of that? All the seed stuff?
No. To a certain point, they do.
But yeah. I'd like to talk to Kent Watkins about that someday. Yeah. I bet he'd have some insight on that.
We just need to get him in here.
I think he'd do it, too. I promise you would.
Yeah, so.
Well, thanks for having me in. If you guys want to be part of the show, call us up here, 225-9696. We'll get you to the right people. Tell them you want to be on Jimmy's show, and we'll get you there.
Hey, you didn't fire me.
Hey, he's still on. Still, he'll be here tomorrow. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Gabe. Well, we're going to got a little bit of time here. We're going to close it out. I had a listener ask, what is DEP? It's just an additive that mixes with the fuel to bring the hydrocarbons down, I guess. It's a green thing, so that's what it is. And then, yesterday I cut my alfalfa down, and it's really good because we've had a lot of rain over the last 3 or 4 weeks. But I did notice a major bad thing, grasshoppers. Holy Batman, they are bad. Usually it's the field edges, but nope, there was 100 of them constantly flying in front of my header yesterday going across the field. Well, looking at Lacey Swope's muggy meter, the hay might not get dried out before the next rain, but that's okay. That's why they call it farming. Good thing is you can bale during the day and not 3 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow, I'm going to start a 3-part series on deer populations. And as a lot of you guys know, over in especially the central and the western part of Beckham County, there's a deer problem. And we're working on solving it. It might not be going as pace some people want, but we're working on it. So I'm going to start a 3-part series on that tomorrow. So don't want to miss out. Also, Jeff Connor, FFA instructor from Canute, Washtenaw County, plus a few of his students, one that's really sharp in leadership and one of them really good at showing animals in the show ring, will be here to talk to me. That's all I have for you today, so thanks for listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. I'm Jimmy Clark, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hi, I'm Randy Renner of First Oklahoma Ag. President Biden's executive order aimed at livestock and other sectors where a few firms dominate kicks off a major rulemaking battle between the administration and big business. Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA will consider better defining Packers and Stockyards Act standards to deal with unfair practices.
Clarifying what constitutes unfair practice. In the past, it would have required a showing that, in a sense, the entire industry was being impacted in an uncompetitive way, which is a very, very high burden, despite the fact that there may be some unfair and discriminatory practices taking place for individual producers.
But others, like Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, want a stronger approach, mandating half of livestock sales be negotiated.
Farmers are, if they're making money, hardly any. Most of them are losing on cattle. The packers are 1 week making $1,200, another week $800 profit on a carcass, and then you don't see the price of beef go down at all.
Grassley successfully pushed for a hearing of the Senate Ag Committee where experts sharply disagreed on problem causes and fixes, And Chair Debbie Stabenow later pointed to more capacity-building help given to Vilsack.
We had given him dollars to address the supply chain issues in the Recovery Act, or the Rescue Plan, I should say. And so he's looking at how to support small processors, regional processors, and so on. And so we need more resiliency, more competition in the marketplace.
Vilsack announced $500 million in new grants, loans, and other help Friday for new meat and poultry processing plants, and $150 million to help small processors stay open and expand. This is First Oklahoma Ag.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
The latest WASDE report from the Department of Agriculture predicts lower corn and soybean prices for the growing year. The outlook for wheat this month predicts reduced supplies, lower domestic use and exports, and decreased ending stocks. The projected season average farm price increased 10 cents a bushel to $6.60. The corn outlook calling for larger supplies, greater feed and residual use, increased exports, and higher ending stocks. Corn production forecast at 175 million bushels higher based on greater planted and harvested area from the June 30th acreage report. Soybean production projected at 4.4 billion bushels. That's unchanged from last month. The harvested area pegged at 86.7 million acres is unchanged from last month, but up 4.4 million from last year. This is First Oklahoma Ag.
John Bennett was paralyzed by a sniper's bullet in Iraq.
It shattered two vertebrae and fractured another one.
John's wife, Dina.
Paralyzed Veterans of America got us our benefits.
Senior National Service Officer Michael Killen.
I hand-carried the forms over to the VA and walked them through the system.
You're just trying to survive, and they help you along the way.
To learn more about Paralyzed Veterans of America, visit pva.org. A public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
That's Check Ag News. Have a great day. Greg Merrick, First Oklahoma Ag.
Hello, folks. Calvin Wright, Beef Industry News. And coming up, an economic competition executive order signed, what it means for livestock markets. More in a moment.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. At Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. At Stillwater Milling Company, they take pride in the A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see the fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma. They want you on their list, whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows. There's A&M feeds that are right for you. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 with a branch or dealer location nearest you.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the freshest lineup of SUVs in America for everyone. Because the SUVs of the future aren't built for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs, drive one today. Based on AutoSource Incorporated data obtained on 10-5-20. Visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer to take advantage of great offers available now on Ford Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Choose from low financing and big cash rebates. See your best in Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
President Biden recently signed an executive order directing the Department of Agriculture to engage in rulemaking on several issues. The executive order focused on promoting competition in the U.S. economy, and it includes provisions on livestock markets and right to repair. Now, the order directs USDA to consider new rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act to allow producers to bring win claims under the act more easily. President Biden also directed USDA to consider new rules defining product of USA labeling.
Also, the order calls on USDA to develop a plan to increase market opportunities for farmers and ranchers. And it encourages the Federal Trade Commission to limit equipment manufacturers from restricting access to farmers wishing to repair their own machinery. That's known as right to repair.
Beef Breakeven, your daily look at the cattle industry. Brought to you by Blue and Gold Sausage, serving Oklahoma's fundraising needs for 50 years.
Take care, Grandma.
Okay, baby. Don't forget to let me know the second you get there.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. And of course I do. I'm his grandma. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was a wound inside. Post-traumatic stress disorder. My T couldn't sleep. He was angry all the time. He felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about this group, Wounded Warrior Project. People helping warriors like T. So I figured who better to help my grandson than people who could understand what he'd been through. Now, I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again. So I figured they must be good people.
One out of every five warriors returned from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Hello, folks. Calvin Wright. Beef, break even. Well, the heat wave affecting much of the West is nothing but really a big punctuation mark on the drought conditions that many producers have already been challenged by, including, of course, the livestock industry. Now, Ashley House is executive vice president of the Washington Cattlemen's Association and says the drought has really created a challenging year for ranchers.
Certainly. I think our concern is always a protracted drought.